This is the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show, your destination for the best in social and political straight talk. And now, here's your host, Miss Tanya Free.
Today is Wednesday, January the 27th. Welcome to the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show. I am Tanya Free, joined by my wonderful friends, Jerry Carter. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. I'm glad you got here okay until you got to parking.
Well, you know, it's just good to be here, period.
There
so parking is just a little small issue that
minor
I think
issue.
I can deal with.
Okay, well, thank you for being here.
Thank
and
you.
Also with us is Danny Lowry. How are you, friend?
I'm good, Tanya. Happy New Year to all you guys.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
Everything going okay?
Yes, great.
Well, good, good,
I feel good.
Good. There you go. And also with us is Letitia McDougal. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, same to you.
And also with us is Wendell Sauls. How are you, friend?
How are you doing, Tanya? I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Well, thanks for being here. Our roving correspondent, Antoinette Baylor, is a little under the weather, so we wish her well and hope that she will be back with us soon. Behind the scenes is Jeremiah Hood and Marcus Evans and Mr. Free. Thank you all for being here today. Before we get started, I want to give a special thank you to my friend Scotty Reed for his time and patience with helping and providing a new platform and streaming service through the Black Talk Media Project in Charlotte, North Carolina. Please download the TuneIn app to listen to us on the mobile on your mobile phones and, of course, online at TanyaFree.com. Thank you once again, Scotty, for your help. Phone lines are open. We want all of our listeners to join the conversation. We welcome your comments and opinions. Give us a call at 804-321-1010. Our toll-free number, 844-321-1010. Or you can text us at TanyaFree63975. Or once again, you can download the TuneIn app to listen to us on your mobile phones. And also, too, you can listen to us on your mobile phones at by dialing 712. Let me get it straight. 712-832-2784. Thanks to our friends at AMFN 247 Network. Let's get started by talking about the Flint, Michigan situation, a water crisis that has gone 2 years unaddressed by government officials but has now been declared a federal emergency. Here's a brief scenario as to what's gone on in Flint. Flint is a town with a population of about 100,000 people where 57% of the residents are majority African American and 41% live below the poverty level. The state temporarily switched the Flint water system to the lake, Curran Lake, to the Flint River. We got a problem? Everything okay over there? Okay, let me put my glasses on here so I can see what I'm reading. The state temporarily switched the Flint water source to Lake Curran to the Flint River as a cost-saving measure until a new supply line to the Lake Curran was ready. Reportedly, the river was considered filthy. So after 2014, after the switch in 2014, residents complained that the water looked and smelled and tasted funny. But state officials told residents that everything was okay until Virginia Tech researchers found the water was highly corrosive. A class action lawsuit alleges that the State Department of Environmental Quality didn't treat the water for corrosion and according to the federal law. Because so many service lines to Flint are made of lead, they were noxious and an element leached into the water of the city's home. The city switched back to Lake Curran on the water supply, and the city's in October was damaged and already had done damage to the lead pipes. So the city, the state is now handling filters and bottled water to all the residents by National Guard. My question to you all, what do you think, Letitia, should happen at this point, and how do you feel about the situation?
Well, I definitely think that it is something that not just this one state needs to look into.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we need to get to the bottom of, especially a lot of small towns,
right,
who hasn't made a lot of changes to their irrigation systems in the last 50 years or even more, because this is definitely an issue where if you've lived somewhere so long, you're just used to one thing. You're used to the government handling it. And you're not going to question it. People who live in larger cities we question everything.
Right, right.
You know, even if you go to Newark, New Jersey, they say, you know, you don't want to live in Newark, New Jersey, but they have the best water there.
Okay.
And so when it comes to that, I don't think that race was an issue.
You don't, really?
I don't, only because think of the population in Newark.
Okay, that's interesting.
And their filtered water, you can literally drink from the tap. Now, you go two cities over, you're not drinking from the tap. In Irvington, East Orange, you're not touching that water that way.
Okay.
But in Newark, where we already know who's the dominant population there, so I think this is just a town that poor system, poor communities, and so someone wasn't doing their job.
Okay, so
but I don't believe it has anything to do with race.
Okay. Wendell?
This is a situation, excuse me, this is a situation when it first came to light, it was strictly a race issue and it was strictly a political issue.
Okay.
When it first came to light. Now, after it started getting the media exposure, then you started understanding about the problem that had occurred a few years back, but didn't, you know, getting any media attention until people started going to social media. Then you started learning about the water crisis there before. Then you start hearing about what town it is and what elected officials is in charge of that town and what the town makeup is. And me personally, you know, they knew that this water, this river, you know, wasn't conducive to human consumption. And for cost-saving purposes,
right. They
decided to switch it anyway.
Okay.
And nobody would have, you know, heard anything unless, you know, the people started really getting sick and people started complaining and going to social media.
Well, they were complaining, and who brought it to the forefront were the Virginia Tech researchers as well as a pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
Because the city officials were telling them that the water
was okay. Until you know they took it to social media and you know a broader group instead of just you know Flint and Michigan, then that's when you know everybody else started paying attention. Is when it was able to get some national exposure.
Okay. Jerry, give us your take on it.
Well, I feel that there's a cause and an effect. And what took place was the cause first. The powers that be knew that if they did a certain thing, that there would be a negative effect. Before you can switch those systems from Lake Huron to Lake Michigan or whatever so you can have running water, you've got to go through a government agency that has already done the legwork to say whether or not the water is good enough for consumption. With the fact, and I hate to say that it's a racial thing, but I feel that if it had been a city that was not predominantly black, that would have never taken place. See, here's the thing, and I don't understand why some people don't see it. We live at a time when there's no space. It's almost like the study with the Chincoteague horses. The horses get along fine until there's no space, and they start killing each other. And so we're running out of space. We don't have any gold for the money. So somebody wants to make money, they got to rob you. That's white-collar crime. When you get rid of a people and over a long period of time you poison them, then there's no 800 number you can dial. And there's no face that you can add to what took place. So The Republican mayor of that city had already conferred with his constituents to make that change in that water. They knew that ahead of time because there's nowhere in the world that would have happened if it had been in suburbia. I have friends that live in Flint. You know, once you poison a person, you don't die right away. You see, just like that Russian who got poisoned with radioactive stuff, he died a year and a half later. They finally found out that Putin did it, But the thing is, when you do it on a mass scale, and it's happened to us as African Americans, ever since we've been here, whether it was in Florida or whether or not it was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when they decided that they wanted something that we had built up, there's always a way that they could steal it from us. And it's a different ball game on how they do it. It's no longer the massacre where the cavalry rides into town, you know, and beat us up like they did the Indians.
Okay.
But we're in America. And I have white friends. But the thing is, you got to know where you live in, you know, and who's in control and why they fighting for
it. That's the key. Who's in control? Danny?
Oh, well, no, I think that's terrible. You know, you have Cher says she think it's racial. You had Tarantino, the movie director, was on The View the other day, said something about he felt like it was racial and that the governor should be in prison.
Right.
Both of those people said that. Now, so we yeah, don't always...
Bernie Sanders has said he ought to resign as well.
For some reason, those of us, a lot of us can't see racism if it's right in your face and they're scared to tell the truth. And I think that just like the gentleman just said, if it was a predominantly, just like Cher said also, if it was a predominantly white population, it wouldn't have never happened.
Time.
I agree. Time. Well, let me say this too. One of the issues that's disturbing is the fact that Flint, the river, is known to be dirty.
Yeah, contaminated.
Filthy. Yeah, contaminated. So why would you switch a system over to a river that is contaminated, if you already know that it is?
All right, Taya, now since everybody's jumping on the racial aspect, let's throw some facts out there. Mm-hmm. The fact is, Flint, Michigan, city council is 7 blacks, 2 whites, 1 Asian, and they're all Democrat. The fact is, the EPA, under the 3 years ago, told city officials that, you know, go ahead on with the water, with the water change. The EPA up in Washington, D.C. did that. 2015, Republican Governor Snyder was elected. In 2015, he hired a outside group to, you know, be overhead of that, process that, try to get that water clean. Guess what? The civil servants in Michigan, that group that he hired and the EPA up in Washington, D.C., all said it was okay. You can't switch a major water source like that without getting the approval. So, again, again, if you want to throw the racial aspect out of there, let's get the facts straight, because there are no Republicans controlling Flint, Michigan.
What does Republican?
That's what I get ready to say.
The governor just got elected in 2015, and he was the one that went out and got the contract for this group to oversee that water issue, and he has no control over them switching it.
That's not true. Go ahead.
You got to go by the facts. You got to go by the facts.
Number one,
I think you should.
Number one, the city council, the people in the city, doesn't have anything to do with it. It's the governor.
Right.
No, the governor made that decision. And number two, I mean, that's the problem with this country. Everybody always go with Republican and Democrat. We got to go with knowledge and common sense.
That's right.
That's the problem with this country now. Everybody want to be a Republican or a Democrat. That's what separates everybody.
You got to go with common
sense. You know what I'm saying? And the guy that's in there now, been in there, what, 90 days or something?
Mayor has been there 2 months.
Yeah.
And last week I said that when she was on CNN, she was babbling. But I understand now she had probably a lack of knowledge because she's only been there 2 months.
Yeah. And the governor just got elected in 2015. That means he's only been in office.
Yeah,
you know,
but for a short period of time.
So the governor,
everybody knows that, brother. Everybody knows.
But y'all want to? The first thing y'all say is a racial element.
We're not gonna keep riding that horse. We're not gonna keep riding that horse. That's idiotic stuff. We're talking about is that this man have not had chance to implement anything. That's common knowledge, because the other person is still had resigned. And the resignation doesn't go in effect until June, I think it is. So, you know, people got to give this new governor an opportunity to do what he's going to do.
Yes.
You know, so we're not beating this horse about race. I don't care how many people on the city council. Right. It's the governor make these types of decisions. And the EPA, I don't care what they say. They're not always 100% right. The fact of the matter is, these people drank the water.
Well, they complained two years ago when they saw the smell and everything.
Right.
And the government told them that it was okay.
That's what I just said. The EPA in Washington, D.C.
I didn't read anything about the EPA. Leadership in Flint.
I think that's
more on a higher scale. That's Washington that we should be facing on that. And that's because they don't want to make any additional changes that's going to cost them any money.
Okay.
If I can save money in Washington by ignoring this problem or sending down some specialists to hope that they can do some special, you know, treatments, then that's what I'm going to do. But I'm not going to make another major change when we already were approved and told that it was safe for us to do so.
Yeah. Okay, now that I can see what I'm supposed to be reading here, let me say this. A class action lawsuit alleges the State Department of Environmental Quality didn't treat the water for corrosion in accordance with federal law.
To save $100 a day.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So if the State Department then do their job, as it says, State Department then do their job, and it was actually the researchers at Virginia Tech that brought it to the forefront, they would still be drinking the water that was, you know, bad. So why was the state covering this whole thing up? And that's where the racial aspect of it comes in, as far as I'm concerned.
Based on my readings, those pipes and that system has been underground since 1900.
Right.
It's corroded by the mere fact that it had all these contaminants in it. It began to erode the pipelines. They did not want, or did they have the money, even though they have, according to what I read today, they have over $600 million to have fixed that, but they didn't do it. I mean, they is the state of Michigan. Now, whether or not it's the mayor, she just got there.
Right, 2 months.
Or whether or not the governor knew before he got that job what was going on because if you want to resort back to Democrat and Republicans,
well,
Michigan is a Republican state.
Right, it is.
Don't like to go that route. My thing, I'm a humanistic person. It's either right or wrong.
That's right.
But somebody knew. Somebody got to go ahead to do it.
Okay, well, let's take a break. Our praise break, Blessing Me by Avery Sunshine, sponsored by the Metropolitan Day School, where eagles soar. Right now.
Morning and clothed me in my right mind. Didn't let me sleep too late. You woke me right on time.
Tanya Free. 2016 is here and the second semester is approaching. Have your child's grades been affected by behavior problems? Are you tired of calls from the principal and frequent suspensions? Get your child back on track before it's too late. Counseling and school programs in the home and community. Give Ms. Thomas a call today, 804-321-2595. The Metropolitan Day School and Counseling Services, 804-321-2595.
Put your business on the map for a lot less than you might think with Freedom Marketing. Give them a call at 844-321-1010.
Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Licensed and accredited grades K through 12. Call 804-321-2595. Financial assistance and after-school programs are available. Let's turn this school year around right now at the Metropolitan Day School, where eagles soar. Call Ms. Thomas today, 804-321-2595.
What is New Orleans Talk Network? It's today's hottest topics with an added flair. You. Get ready, because the conversation will be hot. And better yet, mobile. Download the New Orleans Talk Network app, available on Android, iPhone, iPad. And you can listen to us on the web at www.neworleanstalknetwork.com. Write down our talk line at 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255. Interactive and worldwide. That's what we are. Join in on the real conversation and tell a friend about the New Orleans Talk Network.
Join me, Ty Bailey, on Just Jazz, the weekly jazz program aired on Saturday nights from 9 until 11 p.m. Just Jazz showcases the best in jazz, current releases, reissues, and selections from past great recordings. It's here on the Tanya Free and Friends radio network at tanyafree.com. Just Jazz is also streamed 24 hours a day at tybailey.com.
Weighed in on the Academy Award controversy, offering that if blacks want an Oscar, they're just going to have to act whiter. To which Stacey Dash replied, "So that's what I've been doing wrong."
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
New time, 10 a.m. Eastern on RBR Network at YouTube. Brought to you by Black Trade Lines. Go to Black Trade Lines and register your business or service today. Join the Black Trade Circle, where empowerment is only a download away.
Reclaiming the Love, WMXP
95.5 FM,
Greenville's People Powered Radio. Reclaiming the Love.
Oh, it's the New Jack Swing. Yes, it's something funky that you can claim. All you gotta do is come on and sing. Word for word, every lyric that I bring. And it will surely sting your body. When you're stepping cool inside a party, watching all the girls just pumping like hotties. They had parts that look better than Ferraris. So I got the bodies dancing. With this girl on my left, I was chancing. Hoping she was the type for romancing. But my rap needed a little enhancing. Because this girl was a dancer. Nothing I said. I started getting feeling turning red. Then I told her just a bit about Ted. She gave a wink and started to think. But didn't believe a thing about the New Jack Swing.
Conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Okay, we need to make a correction, Wendell. We found out and we looked online that the governor's been in office two terms. He's been governor of Michigan since 2011. We agree on that now?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's go to the phones, Real Brother.
Yes, okay, so you stole a little bit of my thunder. But that's what I was saying. See, we cannot afford to be wrong. They will kill us.
Yep.
The racists couldn't get President Obama at the national level, so that's they started targeting black Democratic-run cities like Flint, like Detroit, like Baltimore,
wow.
like Ferguson,
wow.
like New Orleans. They're going after these.
Those are controlled by black people.
Chicago, Illinois.
Those states and cities controlled by black people.
That's the point.
No,
that's what he's trying to tell you.
They're going after black controlled cities.
That's what he's trying to tell you, man.
So you're saying black people going after black people?
Lights
no,
on, nobody
stupid.
Home.
Black people are going after people like you. Black people are going after
lights
people
on,
like
nobody
you.
Home, my brother.
Black people are charging people like
I don't
you,
get
sir.
It. I don't get it. Blame racism, but it's black people in all those cities that you just named.
Yeah, black okay. people just like you.
But you okay, know real brother, like you probably agree with some of us that this issue that is racial.
He's the guy that was on Trump's show the other day.
Yeah, you're right. It is racial because I don't like the way that black people are treating black people. I don't.
You don't like black people, so that's fine. But you don't get to have a right to poison black people. You don't have a right to murder black people.
You sure don't.
You don't have a right to.
Well,
lie
you about to go to all these
people.
Major states like and do if rallies and marches, then, brother.
Sir, if you want to join the Ku Klux Klan, that's fine. But you have no right to destroy us and our lives. We have a right to exist.
I'm about to put you in the same category that Herman Cain put everybody in. It's the sin category.
Women, one at a time, everybody.
It's S-I-N. You shift the conversation. You ignore the facts. Then you start name calling. Once you do that, you have lost the conversation because that means you have nothing else to go on but to name call. You shift the conversation, you ignore the facts, then you name call.
He won't let me talk. But he was saying that Snyder was elected in 2015. He said that Snyder was elected in 2015, and he's talking about I don't have nothing to go on. I'm going on the facts. I'm going on the facts of Ferguson, Baltimore, Chicago, Flint, Jenna, Louisiana. These are black cities. New Orleans. They are going after black cities because they cannot get Obama because Obama doesn't believe they are superior.
That's right.
They're going
That's
after
right.
blacks. They're going after the blacks that like you, the fake militants. They're going after you idiots because they know that you think they're superior and they can get you to join the Klan and help take down Obama. They're going after idiots that support Bernie Sanders. Because they know
Bernie.
That black people hate each other and hate being black and wish they
There's
were
a
white.
Lot of black idiots out there going for Bernie Sanders.
They get somebody white that you can feel like he's you want to be Bernie Sanders, and then they use you to destroy the person that Obama has picked to replace him.
You got a person on Tiny Friend Friends who is a Bernie Sanders supporter. Maybe. Talk to him and explain why you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, my friend.
I know that. But all I can do is tell the truth.
Okay.
They don't want you to support Hillary because they know that Hillary is going to continue Obama's policies, and Obama's policies have been successful. They don't want us to be successful because you can't kill
Did
somebody
you say that out
if
loud?
They're successful. You
that can Obama kill policies is successful?
Poor. You can kill them if you poison them. You can kill them if you can convince everybody that they're criminals, that they're thieves, that they're violent. You can kill the people if you take away their voice, if you take away their rights, if you take away their hope.
That's right.
And that's what the Republicans are doing. They are Republican, they are racist, and shame on us.
And they're born again.
For having somebody on our show that's black that's carrying their water.
Okay. Thank you, Real Brother. We appreciate that. Tell everybody to listen to your show.
Yeah.
You can listen to The Truth every weekday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, RBR Network, Real Brother Radio Network on YouTube.
Good. Okay, good. Thank you, Fred. We appreciate
good
that.
Good to hear from you, Real Brother.
Wendell,
good
rapper,
man. Good
rapper,
man.
There's not a whole lot to respond to.
Okay, that's fine. I just give
facts,
you an opportunity.
You know, facts is there, and all the cities that he named, you know, the fact is they are controlled by blacks.
Okay.
And President Obama got over 90% of the black vote. So there is not a whole lot.
You're missing the point.
There.
What he was saying is that the governors, these racist leaders, you know, are doing things like that. And that's what he's saying. He's not saying black folks are doing this to black folks.
Then who's doing it? The
white governors.
Then who's doing it?
The white governors, the white leaders, these Republicans that you talk about so much.
Since 2009, the country has voted in Republicans in the House, Senate, local legislation.
Okay. So what has gotten done since that time?
Well, let me go to the phone. Let me let Reggie get in here. Hey, Reggie, how are you, friend?
Hey, how you doing, Tiny?
I'm doing okay.
To my good friend, Wendell.
Hey, Reggie.
From former Governor Gilmore, tried to bring diversity to the Republican Party. He was dogged out as well as Colin Powell.
Yes.
Now, my brother, we can have facts, or we can have different facts now. And again, this is what I'm saying to you, brother. I am a registered independent, proud of it, voting for Governor Gilmore. But when we see a racist tendency of dog whistle politics, and this is something probably Lawson is speaking, it's not me, of a lot of candidates on the Republican side, you have to question it. As well as, and I let you respond, Wendell, but we see so many times that that same governor up in Michigan is the same one that said he's all about states' rights. But yet when the crap hit the fan, first thing he does is begging to the government to come bail them out, Haley Barbour. And also Michael Steele, that said, when I'm in the room with these white folks, they are afraid of me and upset with me and don't want to talk to me. And he is a Republican.
And he loves him. And he loves the ground they walk on.
I'm just saying, my friend, all due respect, I have given you instances where people have tried to come to the table of the Republican Party, and the leadership there has told them to go to hell.
They've been telling them that, brother. They've been telling them that for years.
Here's a little, you go pull it up. During the last election cycle for the presidency, you know, you got liberal MSNBC, and you know how liberal they are.
Just call.
They even, you know,
and what is Fox? Let's play
Chuck
fair.
Chuck Todd.
Let's play fair. What is Fox News?
Chuck Todd's a Republican.
Thank you, Richard. Tell everybody listen to your show.
All you got
to
do is Google.
Yeah, every Saturday. Italian, I'm praying for you.
Chuck Todd himself.
A lot of people are.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah, Chuck Todd himself said that the Democrat Party wished they was as diverse as the Republican Party.
And Chuck Todd don't
now,
mean
now he's even said that as far as
when did y'all get diverse?
Who does he mean anything?
Chuck Todd?
Yeah, but who does he mean anything?
Do you believe that? Do you really and truly
okay,
believe
you
that?
Okay, you don't have one fact, Ross. I don't know if I can believe any more of what you call a fact. Well, we're going to look up everything you got to look up the diversity. And I urge our listeners to help us to find the fact of what Wendell is saying.
Just look at this. Hey, look. Hold on 1 second. Just look at the current presidential field. Yeah. Who do you got in the presidential field?
Who do you all have? Trump.
Okay, listen.
Case made.
You got two Latinos. You got
that.
A woman, and you got a black man running for president on a Republican ticket. On a Democrat ticket, who do you have?
So you actually count Carson
to
be a valid candidate for president?
No. I said diversity.
Go ahead.
I said diversity.
I just want to
ask you. Well, we currently have an African-American president right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
But let me ask you something.
Exactly.
You were talking about 2002,
2003. For what?
I don't know what you were talking about.
2002,
you had mentioned those numbers. But I want to ask you one question. Are you ready for this question? Just hear me out and answer my question.
Okay, go ahead.
You can. Do you drive a car?
Yes.
How much you pay for gas today?
$160?
Okay. How much did you pay 8 years ago? $3.68 a gallon.
During the Bush years.
When Bush left? Almost $3 when he left.
Almost? You were paying over $3.
Almost $3 when he left. Yeah.
I was paying $3.36.
What was the unemployment rate?
What was the unemployment rate?
Exactly.
Let's go to the phone.
You don't want to talk about that.
We don't have time to go into numbers.
Scotty, how are you, friend?
We don't have time to go into numbers.
Let me finish. I just want to know, the reason why I ask you that, because if being a Republican is really all that good, I really need you to persuade me why I'm not a Republican. I need to know. What is it about being a Republican?
Yes.
Go ahead, Scott.
What prompted me to call in is that we as a collective group, and I know all black people, we aren't cut from the same cloth. Yeah, we don't all hold the same views. There's diverse views in our community. But one of the things that we have to stop, we just heard two extremes. We heard one extreme view that wants to shirk the responsibility that Republicans have in the Flint water crisis and pointed out that, oh, it's all the Democrats' fault. Then we got the other extreme calling in, talking about, you know, President Obama this and all of this is because people hate President Obama. And, I mean, it's just ridiculous. We in the black community need to realize that historically, Democrats and Republicans have worked together in a bipartisan fashion to pass every piece of legislation that has had a harmful impact on the black community. Whether we're talking about the Clintons working with Newt Gingrich with the Republican Congress, or whether we're talking about Obama passing certain things to, like, gut the social safety net and compromising with the Republicans that's in Congress now. So they've been tag-teaming us. And we need to stop looking at political labels, just liberal, old liberals and conservatives and Republicans.
That's true.
And
so what's your Democrats. Why can't we just
look at the individual person,
right.
the policies that they're proposing,
yep.
and not only the policies that they're proposing, but if they've been in politics for a while, why can't we look at their records?
That's right.
You know, all this back and forth, oh, liberals this, conservatives that ain't helping our people.
I agree with you 110%, but I think that the reason why people come up with that is because that's what they see, which is reality.
You asked me a question. Why?
Hold on one second. Let me just say this to get back to the main topic of the water itself. Now, when we think about who's in charge, if I'm making a decision to approve the fact that this water is safe to drink and I am in office, does that mean that I am a scientist? No. Does that mean that I know what any of the facts that somebody is giving to me, if they're saying that we can go between this margin and consider or classify this as safe? So when I get the bottom line of what the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality is handing me as the person that's in charge that's going to make the final decision, if they say between this margin and this margin, it is high, but it's still safe enough to do this, and I have to make the tough decision, then if I make the decision that we're going to make the switch, that this is drinkable and livable and all of these different things, it may be wrong for me to do that, but that doesn't mean that I maliciously did it to try to harm or damage these people. I can only go by the facts that someone else is presenting to me. Now, if you're telling me that he went down there and he tested the water himself and he said, ha, 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 this is going to kill that community, then we have an evil politician who is in cahoots with the government because he does not get the final say. He still had to go to Washington with that. It had to be a lot of people who made this decision that they were going to purposely poison these people. Did they think they were going to purposely poison them? Probably not. Did they think that it was just on the borderline of being contaminated while they worked on the back end to try to get everything else fixed? That's what I think happened. I think it was poor planning, bad decisions. I'm not agreeing with what they did. I think it sucks. I think some people really need to, everybody's job should be on the line that had any part of making that decision. But I do not think it had a racial purpose to it.
Now, you know what I like about your analysis? I think your analysis was spot on. You didn't say a Republican. You didn't say a Democrat. You said the people that's responsible. For the failings. And it is also about what you can prove. You know, there is a counter-racist teacher that I respect by the name of Dr. Neely Fuller.
Scotty, hold on. We got to take a break, okay?
Sure.
Hold on just a minute.
Good point.
Thank you.
Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk, black talk.
There is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh, does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. The huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
Hey there, Big John Trimble here. Thanks to Tanya for freeing up the time to allow me to talk about the Big John Trimble Show. Heard Monday through Friday mornings, 6 to 9, right here on WCLM Radio. Yes, sir, after 57 years, I'm still on the radio and 24-7 on BigJohnTrimble.com. It all originates from our backyard studio over here in Verona. We play a wide variety of requested music from Fats Domino, Chuck Berry, and Dinah Washington to George Jones, George Strait, and Loretta Lynn, along with the trivia contest and over-the-fence chats with our listeners from across the Richmond area, across the USA, and sometimes foreign countries. The Big John Trimble Show. It's the most fun you'll ever have with your clothes on.
Talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? Tell me why.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my money.
Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you. Now,
don't get me wrong, I'm really not suited. Ego trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Let's go back to Scotty. Scotty, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Again, the analysis that the young lady just gave, I can't add any more. I couldn't say it any better. She didn't make it a Republican or a Democrat thing. She didn't make it a black or white versus white thing. She just stated the facts. And the fact is that this government, no matter what level of government we're talking about in Michigan, failed those people. Okay? And a lot of people have been harmed. Now, the question I have is this is a man-made disaster. Now, I understand President Obama allocated $5 million to help the people. And that another $80 million is not going to the people, but it's going to redo the water infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
My question is why aren't these people being relocated?
Right.
Why are
exactly.
they still being forced to stay there? Now, if we could spend all this kind of money and the president can authorize for non-U.S. citizens coming from Syria to be relocated here because of a man-made disaster or war created by men, then this is a man-made disaster as well. And I don't want to care to hear any excuses. Those people need to be relocated until that water system is fixed, which is going to take a whole lot of work. So that's my only question, and I'll leave y'all with that.
Okay, tell everybody who listens to your show, Scotty.
Please check us out to learn about 21st century slavery and human trafficking as legalized by the 13th Amendment on New Abolitionist Radio at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Black Talk Radio Network. Thank you, Tanya.
Okay,
thank you,
and Pam. Thank you. Thank you for helping us this weekend.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. We're going to go to the phone line one. Ifia, how are you?
Hanging in there. How about you?
Oh, same here.
Listen, first of all, Flint, Michigan has been under the governor's control since 2012 when Rick Snyder appointed Michael Brown. In 2012, he appointed Michael Brown. In 2011, he appointed Michael Brown. 2012, he appointed Ed Kurtz. 2013, he brought Michael Brown back. 2013, he brought in Darnell Early, and then, just a few days ago, he brought in Jerry Ambrose. So the city council and the mayor were totally discounted, disregarded. One of the phenomenon that is occurring across this country is the nullification of the voting rights of black people in various forms, from voter ID laws to so-called emergency management. And Flint is one of the victims, mm-hmm. along with Detroit.
Yeah.
So when you start talking about what happened in Flint and who was in charge, John Engler was in charge of the management of Flint with the discounting, nullification of the vote of the people of Flint. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is that there is nothing new about white power in blackface. Black folks, including Barack Obama, are just following orders.
That's
right. So don't start talking about just because you got a black face or sitting in an office or pushing the button that's a decision maker. That's an indication of a level of naivete that warrants you not being on this show and speaking in public, but needing to be in a public library, which is free. So it's racist, it's classist, and it's white supremacy, racism, genocide in effect. And not only that, the state of Michigan has the money to replace the water system. The question is, because of a reserve that it has for refusing to raise taxes, the question is whether or not we value our lives and our people's lives enough that we are going to make them reprioritize and spend that money to protect our people in the city of Flint. I guarantee you, when the people are forced out of Flint with the severe reduction in property values there, that they will find the money to replace the water system, and white folks will buy that property for a song.
There you go.
It's the way it's always done.
That's right. And
to be, for us to not do our homework, to presume to articulate an opinion based on ignorance and the seat of our pants and our feelings is to do our people a disservice and my listeners an insult.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate that.
I wanted to say something. I had when I raised my hand when we were off mic, I wanted to say something similar. That's what happened in Detroit. They let Detroit go. And they found all kinds of reasons to let it go. And now, when you go to Detroit, it's all white. And I can't help for using color because I see color every day. I'm treated a certain way because of my color. So for me to negate the fact that even though my eyes are open, that I got to think that somebody else has my best interest at heart, it's not like that. I have a lot of white friends, went to college with white friends and everything. Some of them are nice people. But we are in the United States of America, and the property in Detroit now is so cheap, they're trying to make it so African-Americans can't go back. Look what happened to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Look what happened to New Orleans. I've got friends who were in the Army who said that they knew for a fact that they knew that that dam was going to break and it was on purpose. But, of course, we don't want to hear that because we didn't read that. You won't read it for another 10 years. You're still dealing with the smoke screen. There's a smoke screen. So you can look over there, and you get pickpocketed over here. And you can't figure those things out until you walk down the road a little bit further. So my advice to you is to talk to people over 50 a little bit more.
Well, tell everybody why you said you support Bernie Sanders.
Because I believe in a certain degree of socialism. I don't agree with it the way that it is over in Europe. But I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm 69 years old, and I was in broadcasting, and I worked my behind off. Here I am now trying to get my Social Security, and Social Security is telling me that they have no records, that I'm supposed to have the records. But if I had known that was the case when I started playing the game, I would have kept my records past 10 years. The IRS does not keep your records anymore, and you cannot get your records past 5 years. The only place you can get your records is through Social Security, and it's $35 a page. Now, I have matriculated at two universities who refused to pay me for the 5 years that they owe me, which is a part of my Social Security. There's close to $3,000. And I don't mind saying this. I'm making over $2,000 a month in Social Security, but I should be making $42. It's the same way with the Air Force.
Are you a vet as well?
I'm a veteran. All right? I was 8%. Now I'm 10%. Bush took the 70% away from me. I went from $1,100 a month down to $118 a month. They sent my information to where I lived when I was born. They didn't send the information to where my checks was coming.
Right.
And there were some political people in my district down in Newport News in Hampton that threw me under the bus. So my eyes are wide open. I don't like to play the color game, but I have to be stupid if I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Well, facts are facts.
You know, and I'm a vet, and I'm an American.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I have to be what I got to be.
I agree with you on that. Whoever works in your best interest. Yeah. There you go. Let's go to line one. Bill? Still there?
Hello?
Hey, Bill,
Hello?
How are you?
Hey, how's it going? How are you doing?
Good.
I just want to ask a simple question.
to me, it's not that white folks are so smart. Is this, we think backwards. We wait till a problem comes, and then we want to be experts and talk about it. You know, like the Flint situation. That's mm-hmm. been going on for like 10, almost 20 years. Now, all of a sudden, we talking about it. When are we going to get tired of being used? I hear people talk now, you know, they're going to move the black folks out, then the white folks going to come in. It's like they use us like goldfish, bottom feeders. They sit back and let us destroy stuff, and then they come back and redo it. You know, they call it the ghetto, but then once they come back in and redo and rename it, it's prime real estate. When are we going to get tired of being used?
Can I answer that for you?
Can yeah, I answer go ahead,
that?
Go ahead.
We can make a change and make things work for us like it used to be back in the day when we have our own press. I see it over and over and over. I come out of entertainment. Entertainment has been good to me. But when I turn on BET and I turn on Centric and I got to watch the Housewives, the buffoonery of the Housewives.
Reality TV.
The reality TV thing. And every time I turn around, the NAACP is giving away an award to drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. We got to get back to what we were all about. And I said to you a couple of times when we were colored, back in the days of the 50s right. and 60s, and I wasn't saying that to be mean or rude. It's just that back when we were colored, we had our own banks. We had our own hospitals. We had our own schools. We had our own savings and loans. We had our own businesses. And our money stayed in our neighborhood. When we get paid today, we go home, and the first thing we do is write a check, and the money's gone out of the neighborhood.
Okay.
Remember I said something that was so simple as sit out here at the toll booth and see what we're driving?
Well, hold that thought. We got to go to Black Talk Commentary. Our friend Scotty Reed.
All right.
After weeks of illegally occupying a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon, LaVoy Finicum, a spokesperson for the militia groups occupying the refuge, was killed in a shootout with law enforcement officers who were attempting to make arrests. Shortly before 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon, federal agents in the Oregon State Police went to arrest Amon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, and several other occupiers while they were driving on Highway 395. While it is not clear who fired first, gunshots were exchanged between the group and law enforcement officials. LaVoy Finicum was killed in the exchange, as confirmed by his daughter. Amon Bundy and his brother Ryan were among those taken into custody. One person was injured during the arrest and was treated at a local hospital before being released into the FBI's custody. One of the militia members, John Ritzheimer, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran who gained a high profile for his anti-Muslim rallies and threats against government officials during the occupation, reportedly fled to his home state of Arizona before turning himself into authorities without incident on one federal felony charge of conspiracy to impede officers of the United States from discharging their official duties through the use of force, intimidation, or threats. There are still members of the group occupying the federal refuge, although it is not clear who is leading them. now that key figures have been arrested. This has been a Black Talk Radio weekly commentary. Join me, Scotty Reed, for a regular broadcast at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Coast to coast, on air, online, and on point.
It's the little store with the big deal. Hall Street Mini Mart at 1314 Hall Street. Roundhouse convenient items. Women and men accessories. Men suits, hats, and shirts by D&W Fashion. Women pocketbooks and jewelry. Open 7, that's right, 7 days a week from 10 until 7 p.m. Call 232-3384 for more information. That's the little store with the big deal. Hall Street Mini Mart.
WCLM, 1450 AM, Highland Springs, Richmond. The soul of the city is WCLM, 1450 AM.
This is Tanya Free. If it's Monday, it's time for Let's Get Busy with your host, King Salim Kalfani, 4 to 6 p.m. here on the heart and soul of the city, WCLM, 1450 AM. Kick off the week with KSK, Commonwealth Consultation, LLC, for 2 power-pack hours of news you can use. Feature guests, cutting-edge commentary, and more. Let's get busy with King Salim Kalfani every Monday at 4.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Okay, let's go back to Bill. Bill?
Yes, yes. I heard what the young gentleman said, but I guess that's the answer we're going to get. We went up. Older people, I say he's older, I don't know.
I'm older.
When older people say that, we acting like drop it when you're hot, this came out of thin air. These young people just didn't get these ideas from anywhere. I'm pretty sure in your age they was doing the same thing. But let's take it back to the owner. If the owner wouldn't allowed it on BET, maybe we wouldn't have been exposed to it. I feel the owner has done as so-called these white man has done, has pimped the game. So, you know, we can't blame the youth for our problem because the youth don't sign checks and don't run nothing in this country. So,
you're absolutely right. We know the youth don't have anything.
We come together and come with a solution and stop blaming the youth because the youth don't run anything.
In order to come up with a solution, Bill, you got to talk about it. Now, let me tell you where I was coming from with that. Number one, don't no youth own BET. Okay, they're not responsible for programming. Youth are like any youth. They're going to do what they can do that is a part of their culture to expound what it is their views are or how they see the world. That was not the conversation. The conversation was those of us who are in a position of making a change, like owning a radio station or a TV station where we can get out our views of what we are all about and what our culture is all about and what our culture is not all about. We are judged based on the images that people see from us on TV. That is the only thing that we got that tells people what we're all about. Now, yes, I'm an older person. I don't know any women like the women from Atlanta, Georgia. My mother wore a dress. She wore a hat. She went to church. She didn't call nobody a bitch or a whore or anybody. That is not what our generation did. For some particular reason, it seems to be okay for the new generation. But that's not who we are as a people. And when people see that every day, every night, and the music is about killing somebody or going somewhere or to somebody's house to get busy, they begin to think that's what we're all about as a people.
And let me say this. And let me say this. What you're talking about is a pure distraction, because that is a generation or people that do not vote.
Absolutely.
They do not vote. So they're caught up in all this reality TV and all this.
But we own it.
But, Tanya, even bigger than that, and that's actually what I wanted to talk about, to jump on to what you're saying. The reason why the music, the programming, and it's not just in the black stations, it's like you said, it's anybody who's paying attention under 40 that are watching these different types of programs. It is to demoralize you. It is to make you feel as though to put on self-image issues so that you're consuming into products that you don't need. You are falling back and you don't feel strong enough to speak out politically so that people who are running things, they don't have to worry about your mindset because you are so worried about what this person is texting and how this person thinks about you and how I look that you're not paying attention to what's going on around you in the world. And it is to make you feel as though that these leaders have your best interest at heart, because why? You're not paying attention to the real things that matter. You have been so hypnotized by what's going on in other people's lives that your own life doesn't matter.
Well, I think it goes, what you're saying is true, but I think it's even deeper than that, because one of the things Bernie Sanders is concerned about, he has the young generation following him, but he's concerned that whether or not they will come out and vote. So I just think that, like you said, these are distractions, but they have no concern with trying to, from a political standpoint, they're caught up in just a moment. You know, reality TV, drama, having a good time, no values, no anything, and while our country is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah. What you're saying is true, and my generation was the same way. I'm sure my mom and dad felt the same way about us when we were coming along listening to the Temptations. But it's the way we carry ourselves. Mm-hmm. But the owners, see, back when I was in my late 30s and early 40s, we owned our radio station, so we had some control over our media. We don't have any control, and that's where I'm coming from. I'm not knocking BET or Centric or OHM or stuff like that, but there should be some times when we have engaging conversation.
No.
And talking
you're
about
actually
stuff.
What you're saying needs to be said to the youth, and not just to the youth, like you said, to people who are on the other side of 50. The reason I say that, you are hitting it so hard, it's vibrating in this room. When we were never able to say bitch, whore, like you said, certain things. Now they're saying everything on TV except the F word.
Yeah.
You know, and before on regular television,
I even
you
heard
couldn't
that
say
word
anything.
The other day and I couldn't.
Oh,
I'm like, oh,
you know,
it's not acceptable.
But I mean, like they can say the names of our private parts, and it's not. It doesn't have to be censored, and you know, because even saying the man's.
But like you said, they
you
don't
can
own,
say it
they
up
don't
to 30
own,
times.
They don't own the radio and TV station. It's still older people that own that stuff and allow it.
Because
that's the thing. They allow it. That's a problem. Let's go to the phones. Brother X, how are you?
Oh, you got me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm great, and thank you for having this show. Thank you for taking this call. I just want to make a few quick comments.
Okay.
Comments, sister. Now, Scotty gave a commentary about what happened in Oregon about Bundy being shot or something. But the question is, to Brother Scotty and us, how do we check out information provided to us by the power structure? Or can we check out that information? Now, if we can't do that, then how do we know the information they provide to us is true and factual?
You're absolutely
we
right,
brother. We have seen them lie for 400 years, Vietnam, Gaddafi, Korea, just lie. So we have to be conscious of this information they feed us.
Can I
now,
say something?
The levees in New Orleans, from what I heard from people down there, some people who called the talk show in Chicago, that the levees was blown up.
Right.
They heard, boom.
Yeah, I heard
boom.
That too. I heard that.
Yeah. But, you know, the media's not going to report that. But we hear them call a talk show and tell us people who live there.
Wow.
Ain't Scotty, no you're absolutely true, man. You're
brother.
Absolutely
yeah,
true.
Ain't no water busted through them thick, that thick concrete.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And they did what they wanted to do, remove those black people out of New Orleans.
That's the purpose.
Just like they are doing in Flint.
They didn't go
now,
back.
This is my last comment.
And many of the brothers and sisters have not even moved back yet.
Oh, they won't be moving back.
No, they won't be moving back.
They don't want them back. They're not going to let them come back. Because
no way.
They've already sold the property.
They're not going to be able to afford it.
Yeah.
And it's not in the plan for them to come back.
Right.
Now, the two political parties in this country was not set up to challenge each other like some other people have said. Those two parties was not set up to challenge each other. They were set up to compliment each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
And now I love Real Brother, but if he thinks Barack Bush is challenging white supremacy, Real Brother, you've been made. Barack Bush compliments white supremacy. That's why Gaddafi was assassinated. That's why terror is ringing over in Libya right now. They got a black guy, look black, to go and murder Gaddafi. Obama bailed out Wall Street. We got so much property abandoned in Chicago. Abandoned. Because he bailed out Wall Street. The banks got paid, so they was able to walk away from property.
Yep.
We got a lot of property here. They told the city, you can have it. Because they got paid. Obama put nothing in place for people to get something when he bailed the banks out.
Okay.
And people praising him. Okay. Real Brother, wake up, brother.
Thank you, Brother X. We appreciate that. What he's saying is so true. And once again, it goes back to us voting and putting people in office that we trust. I just think that what we're watching now is entertainment.
Right.
Pure entertainment.
What I had mentioned once before on one of our shows is this. And I'm just a pauper myself, but if I was a professional football player and I was making like $145 million, there's no way in the world that I wouldn't take that money home and start my own savings alone and start helping my people out. See, as long as we can't control our dollar, we can't make any movement. Now, you take a look at who's playing football and how many of them are brothers, and who's playing basketball and how many are brothers. And you know how many cars they got in their garage.
Well, let me ask you this.
And you know how big their posse is.
What they get to support.
And then they, well, number one, after they've been married a couple of years, they go through a divorce and and then they get two or three babies. I mean, I'm telling you how it is.
Well,
after you get two or three babies, you broke in about five years.
Let me say something.
And let me finish this real quick.
Go ahead.
You go ahead, do your thing.
Go ahead.
But I've always said, and this is what I'm alluding to, why isn't it these are college guys. All these guys that play professional football and basketball, 95% of them went to college. What is it about finance that they didn't learn? Why don't they get together and pool their money and open up a bank?
I think it goes back to my question.
So
will they
I'm
get
saying.
The support?
Patti LaBelle,
they got their own
got
money.
The
they don't need
for
any
them
support. But, you know,
well,
you
we like to eat.
Well, you know,
that's one thing we like to eat.
There are a lot of things.
When
wasting,
you got $25-40 billion, you don't need anybody to support you.
There are a lot of things that's wasting breath. You know what I mean? Because there are a lot of things being talked about now that will never change. You can't change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's done. No matter how much black leadership you get, no matter how many people you get in Congress or whatever, some of the stuff we're talking about, it's not going to ever change like BET TV and black guys.
Oh, that's depressing.
The guys that putting their money together and stuff like that, doing this X, Y, Z. You know, in schools and things like that, our people weren't taught like they should have been taught for things like that.
But that means we can't start teaching our young people so that they have a different mindset.
Well, you know, the thing about the young people, Tanya, I'm going to say this and whatever, it's written. It's written about the young people. I know you go to church and stuff. It is written about what they're doing now, what everything that's going on right now. It's written. We're not going to ever be able to change these young people to the way it should be or to the way that it was.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it is written. If you go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, it is written. All you have to do is read it. It's going to tell you where we are today. It's going to tell you why, whatever is going on, why it's going on.
Okay, we're talking about black-owned. We are heard on black-owned radio stations, WCLM 1450 in Richmond and WMXP 95.5 in Greenville, South Carolina. And also with us, Letitia McDougall, May We Help You Network, and Black Talk Radio Network. So that's, what, 4 or 5? And they're doing well.
We need news. We need to engage in talk shows like this.
Well, all of them, not just me, all of us.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We don't have all of that. And talk about these issues.
Yeah.
Tanya, we had that back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Right. Back in the 50s, 40s, 30s, stuff like that. Before integration, black folks had their own everything, like the brother said. You know, like the city in Oklahoma, what they used to call Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Black Wall Street,
they used to call
it. So what happened?
Black folks.
They killed them. They went in one
night. The government came in.
Came in one night and shot everybody up.
And dropped bombs down on
those
people.
They did the same thing in Florida.
Burned up everything they had. Blew up stuff.
Nobody went to jail.
Because they said
somebody. And it's happening now all over again. Some of us can't see that.
Because they said somebody whistled at a white woman or said, well, something about a white woman.
You gotta do that.
Well, I'm like, we got to keep hope alive. I'm sorry. I can't go with y'all.
Sisters can't get a backstage pass.
I'm not saying don't keep hope alive.
Okay, well, then we got to take our smooth jazz break. Everybody Loves the Sunshine by Bob Baldwin and Will Down. It's sponsored by Hong Kong Tailors.
Tanya Free. Hong Kong Tailors at 3200 West Broad has been catering to your needs for over 40 years. Custom-made suits, shirts, pants, coats, and more. Need that special outfit today? No problem. Visit their extensive selection of ready-made fashion and accessories for both men and women. The smart way to shop and a better way to dress. Mention Tanya Free and receive a 10% discount on your next purchase. That's Hong Kong Tailors, 3200 West Broad, 804-359-5441.
Real Brother here. Just wanted to remind you about our new time, 10 a.m. Eastern on YouTube. We're the alternative to conservative, but all racist, Marxist, Bundy, militia, Fox News, and Donald Trump and Tea Party nut views are welcome.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
Brought to you by Black Trade Lines. Go to blacktradelines.com and register your business or service today. Join the Black Trade Circle, where empowerment is only a download away.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next.
You need to call 800-610-3497 and get your 44 pills for $99.
Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package.
Call us right now, 800-610-3497, 800-610-3497. That's 800-610-3497.
You're listening to AMFM 247, music you love from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Best talk radio all day and every day.
Jam. Oh, jam. Jam. Titty jam for me, yeah.
The conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia at 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Ernie on line one.
Ernie.
Ernie, you still there?
Hello, Ernie.
Ernie. Okay, well, let's go to Scotty. Scotty, line two?
I know you're talking about ownership, but wouldn't you say you're talking about a format that it don't even fit in this dominant today? You're talking about radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
If internet was back in them days, I think internet would have took radio stations out of the box. There's okay. more ownership on internet then what you're talking about radio station. Are we talking about an old paradigm that just really don't exist anymore, like
I can answer, yeah.
Cassette tapes compared to CDs?
Okay, I'm going to let Leticia respond to that.
You can answer.
One state. You know, and I agree with you that if we had the internet earlier with the digital, because that's what I do, digital broadcasting, and we're heard in over 60 countries, so we get advertisers from all over the place. If we had that kind of reach when we were trying to reach our brothers and sisters to organize, when we were trying to get a positive message, when we were trying to put in the faces of people things that were going on in the United States then, when they were, you know, killing our brothers and sisters the way that they were, the way that, think about photos and videos, the way that they just go and it's gone. Once it's on there, it's on there. Even if they take yours down, it's already on someone else's screen. So I think with the digital broadcasting, not just digital broadcasting, but the digital marketplace has done for us, we no longer have to depend on our neighbor to be our biggest supporter. Because as long as you present yourself well, you have a great marketing plan. We were talking about having great accountants, making sure people know how to manage your money if you weren't taught the proper way to do so. You can be a millionaire selling products and services online because your reach is boundless. It's endless. You can reach people across the globe. And I think that if we had more people that considered different ways, you know, we have to stop thinking about that the newspaper, the TV, and, you know, terrestrial radio stations are our only hope. They only reach your immediate marketplace. When you think about what you can do in the digital marketplace, it is amazing. And so, you know, Scotty, I know that you do some stuff online as well. So I think that's amazing that you brought that up. And if we start teaching our youth now about how to manage their money, how to build e-commerce, and how to connect with other companies, even if they're, you were talking about being a distributor, even if they're distributors, they didn't actually, you know, create the product, but they're getting the product in people's hands. You know, they can start making and managing their own money a lot earlier and not go into this debt, especially when they go into college.
Okay. Thank you, Ernie.
This is not Scott. This is Ernie.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ernie.
Can I say something?
I got one more question.
Go ahead.
But as I said, you know, we comparing old with new, but I say, you know, that dynamic of the old is don't exist. Wouldn't you say, even though we don't see it, when you say it, there's more millionaires and more entrepreneurs today than back then?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Said that a few minutes ago.
Okay.
We're not comparing old with new. Yeah. We're saying, in other words, what should have been said probably from me is that it's an expansion because of the digital age that's going on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because people still listen to radio. And people still look at TV. So it's an added thing that, in other words, you know, people should do the digital thing that's going on now, get involved with all of that kind of stuff. But people still listen to radio. You can't just exclude it all.
Right. Yeah. I hope they do.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Ernie.
Yeah, let me add something to that.
Scotty, go ahead.
Yes. Today's show, y'all just really been top-notch and on top of the issues. Listen, the old model, what y'all talking about, I think boils down to control of our images and control of our voices. And right now we do not, on a mass level, I'm talking about millions of people, mm-hmm. okay, we are not in control of our images.
There you go.
Okay, we are not in control of our voices.
Right.
They have been eliminating black voices from the internet. I mean, excuse me, not the internet, but from terrestrial radio that they deem the powers that be, and I'm talking about corporations, have deemed to be too radical. Y'all remember Michael Bay's thing used to be?
Oh, yeah.
You know why he's gone now? Because he started talking too much about, you know, these social issues and helping to organize people and get them information, you know, with the Gina Six.
Mm-hmm.
He played a big role in getting people information about that, where we saw all those college students, you know, descend on Gina, Louisiana. And so, you know, I do study this issue. I study the industry, the entertainment industry. And because I saw that we were not in control of our voices, or the voices that we do have are filtered through corporate media, that's why I created the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing this since 2008. And yes, we have been growing with new programming coming on all the time, partners like Tanya Free and others as well. And so we are not trying to, let's say, duplicate the terrestrial model, because number one, yes, we do need money to exist and to conduct our media operations. So we must have, you know, people supporting it, whether you're supporting it through donations, whether you're a black business and you want to advertise or whatnot. You know, we need that support. But, you know, we cannot duplicate. We cannot be going into this just for the sake of being a millionaire. You know, that's why, you know, a lot of people tune into Housewives of Atlanta. They're looking for that shock value. And then we have other people that want to emulate that. You know what I'm saying? So we, as independent black media producers, we can't be just looking at money as the end all be all, or if that's our goal. When I went into this, I went into it as a nonprofit, okay? And my main goal was our people are not getting the information that they need. And then number two was other black people are getting kicked off of platforms because people want to mute their voices, so I need to learn. I need to teach them how to get their independent voices out there utilizing non-traditional media. And in the media, all the reports that I'm reading, the trends are going towards digital media, whether we're talking about video, whether we're talking about radio. I'm talking about online-based media. So the opportunity is there. It is only up to us to recognize that fact and seize it. And then we need the people who consume our media to support that media. That's all I wanted to add. But, hey, great
I'm proud
show
of you, Scotty,
today. I've been
that's...
loving it.
I'm proud of you, Scotty, because you're doing some great work with what you
job.
Do.
Thank you so much, Scotty. Danny, you made a real good point during the break about the commercials that we see on various programming and that the ones that are prosperous and positive are usually not seen on reality TV, mm-hmm. you know, Real Houses or whatever they call those shows or whatever.
Yeah.
Can you make that point again, please,
yeah.
for our listeners?
Yeah, because it's just the fact that, you know, a lot of people, you see a lot of these white shows. That's the part you were talking about. Mm-hmm. You see, they have a lot of positive conversations. They're always telling people how to invest.
And, right.
You know, how to open this business and what you need to do. I mean, they go all the way down from the beginning to the end of different things. I mean, it's just a total social thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from, you know, educating your people about voting and, you know, who to vote for and why you should vote this way or that way or how you should do this, that, and the other. People are, and they talk about, you know, investing with each other or doing business with each other
right.
and being united with each other. Other races, they do that.
And politics,
right. We as black Americans, we are divided for some reason because we have been deceived. You know what I'm saying? Number one, my biggest concern about things in this country, and I hate this part about living in this country, this Republican Democrat stuff. This whole political thing, it separates, it divides our country. You know, the average person, no matter who you talk to, they are always going to bring up something about a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I'm this and that. They are blinded to true facts. You know what I'm saying? If people are intelligent enough to think they have their own mind and to use it by listening and analyzing things, you can't believe everything you read in society. You can't believe everything people tell you. You got to be able to decipher stuff. You got to be able to use research on different things to sometimes to find the truth. You know what I mean? So, you know, once we can get away from this, well, we all black people, we should vote Democratic. And those people are not doing nothing for black folks.
Right, but hopefully they're voting.
They are just the lesser of the two evils. So we have to try to put somebody in there that's not going to harm us more, you know, and put somebody in there that's less. We know we're not going to get a whole lot from these people because they're snakes. In the grass.
Well, let me play a piece by Malcolm X, and this is a piece by The Ballot or the Bullet.
So today, though Islam is my religious philosophy, my political, economic, and social philosophy is black nationalism. You and I... As I say, if we bring up religion, we'll have differences, we'll have arguments, we'll never be able to get together. But if we keep our religion at home, keep our religion in the closet, keep our religion between ourselves and our God, but when we come out here, we have a fight, that's common to all of us against the enemy who is common to all of us. The political philosophy of black nationalism only means that the black man should control the politics and the politicians in his own community. The time when white people can come in our community and get us to vote for them so that they can be our political leaders and tell us what to do and what not to do is long gone. By the same token, the time when that same white man, knowing that your eyes are too far open, can send another Negro into the community, get you and me to support him so he can use him to lead us astray, those days are long gone. The political philosophy of black nationalism only means that if you and I are going to live in a black community, and that's where we're going to live, because as soon as you move into one of their, soon as you move out of the black community into their community, it's mixed for a period of time, but they're gone, and you're right there all by yourself. We must understand the politics of our community. And we must know what politics is supposed to produce. We must know what part politics play in our lives. And until we become politically mature, we will always be misled, led astray, or deceived, or maneuvered into supporting someone politically who doesn't have the good of our community at heart. So the political philosophy of black nationalism only means that we will have to carry on a program, a political program of re-education, to open our people's eyes, make us become more politically conscious, politically mature. And then we will, whenever we get ready to cast our ballot, that ballot will be cast for a man of the community who has the good of the community at heart. And
bring you the latest in sports, celebrity, and entertainment news. Here's the sip this week. So, Mariah Carey's engaged to James Packer. Her ring costs millions, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't think she's officially divorced from Nick Cannon, nor is her fiancé fully divorced either. But congratulations, I guess. And Chris Rock is still going to do these Academy Awards. It just looks like he's going to switch it up a little bit. Looks like there will be some racial jokes this go around.
I don't blame her. You better get this money. Divorce is expensive. And Ronda Rousey was the guest on Saturday Night Live. Can't say I was pressed to watch it, but maybe I'll get around to it by the end of my snow days. Shout out to Winter Storm Jonas. I'm just saying. Check out more on my site, thesipwithcoffeeblack.com, and tune in next week on the news, musicexchangeradio.com, for The Sip with Coffee Black. No sugar, no cream. Black, no sugar, no cream. That's the type of girl I need down with my team.
Check out the Famous Brown TV show every Saturday night at 2 a.m. and Monday mornings at 5 a.m. with your host, Preston Brown. It's exciting. It's fun. It's informative. It's the Famous Brown TV show on CW Richmond 65.
The New Orleans Talk Network, now on your mobile device,
on your computer,
in your ear, and interactive. It's new, it's innovative, and it's on your mobile device,
Android,
iPhone, iPad, and on your computer.
Take us wherever you go.
Because we're interactive. 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. That's 800-365-6303.
Check out the Tanya Free and Friends Rewind every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern on the May We Help You Radio Network at MWHWRadio.com.
The conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Before the break, we heard a speech from Malcolm X, a speech he gave in 1964, which is 52 years ago, and we were saying how that speech is still relevant to this very day. And if you listen to the whole thing, it was so much of it that was relevant. I'm going to try to play more of it on next week. And the speech is titled The Ballot or the Bullet, and still to this day. Now, he was saying one thing about the bullet, but I think in the 21st century, that bullet we've seen used, Eric Garner, Freddie Gray, was the a whole bunch of others I can't remember right now. But if we do not start using the ballot, we will see more of the bullet being used against us in what we've seen in the past year or so. Would anyone agree with that? I want to say
anything
about that. Yeah,
I agree with you. I agree with you. But you know, also, you know, that statement that was made about you know, being black with the white face, mm-hmm. you know, and having the black face but being white, you know, inside. But you know, because there is a sheriff, I forgot where it's Chicago somewhere, some parts of Chicago. He despises President Obama. It seems like he just don't like black people. When he comes on TV, when he starts talking about President Obama, he blames President Obama for everything. And then he talks about black people, black minds matter. He talked about them like they should just be destroyed, you know, and just thrown in a ditch somewhere. I mean, any black organization, what have you, this guy sat back and, I mean, he denigrates, I mean very heavily. And he was on Roland Martin one morning. And it took him 15 minutes to give all his credentials about all his education and being in the war. And I mean, you should have heard him. And Roland Martin had to butt in on him to get him to talk about some substance. And he would never cooperate with the group. He just kept talking crazy stuff. I mean, this man is really out of his mind. That's the same thing about, you know, voting in black people. But they just got the black mask on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's totally one. He's just like Clarence Thomas. You know what I'm saying? He's like that. He just got a black mask. And the color is rice on the inside.
Well, I think that speaks to Stacey Dash.
Yeah.
In the past, you know, few days we've been talking about her and what she said about BET.
Yeah.
Anyone cares to weigh in on that?
Absolutely not. I'm not touching that one.
Yeah.
Stacey Dash.
I mean, anybody with a difference of opinion, you know, if somebody don't like it, then automatically you go to, you know, you go to attacking, and that's what anybody about anything. And it goes back to what the gentleman over there was saying about, you know, what you're saying on these, you know, BET
Jerry.
And
so you agree with Stacey Dash
and stuff like that?
That we shouldn't have a BET. You agree with her comments?
Personally, I don't get into BET stuff like that because I don't watch it. I don't get into it because it's not fulfilling for me.
Okay, and
it's not
and
fulfilling
fine.
To my kids. So
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I don't get into
so
it.
So you're agreeing with
it.
Me then?
But
yeah, I think if you look at what BET stood for when it came out, it stood for Black Entertainment
Television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it was about having fun, education, bringing music of, you know, of what was then, now, you know, so that we can be involved in our own music to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because MTV would only play the ones who were very popular. Anybody else, you didn't know they even, you know, that's why so much of the East Coast and the West Coast didn't even know about each other. Because if you weren't on the top of the charts, you weren't played throughout the U.S.
So,
BET was a great home for you to be able to see what all black people were doing across the U.S. What it has become now, I think, is a mockery. I think this is why white people still have a negative stereotype of us, because they think we still this girl, and they think that all black guys are still angry black men. You know, because that's what is mainly portrayed. Most black men have infidelity problems. Most black men are going to have want to drink and always are smoking. They're looking for drugs. They are always late, if you go by what BET is telling us.
Yeah, those are the myths. They keep doing that.
Yeah,
and,
I remember.
You know, they constantly spread myths like that. All over the place.
Yeah,
and just like when Ray Rice was charged with hitting his wife, the media treated that incident as if that was something absolutely they've never heard of,
of course, in
the history of this country. They acted like that was something that was totally brand new to the world.
Oh, no man does that anymore.
And, at the same time, on TV, they only showed it once or twice. It was a white police officer in a grocery store, in a supermarket. He was beating his wife like he was beating a man. And I mean, she was falling over shelves, and he was standing on top of her, grabbing her, picking her up. A lot of people probably don't know about that because the white media showed it once or twice. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw it once on the TV.
They jumped on Ray Rice.
And I said something to somebody. I said, why did they only show that one time? They only showed it once. We never saw it again. But they kept running Ray Rice, running Ray Rice. See, they didn't want no rebuttal about that. Mm-hmm. That's why they took it off real quick. Boom. Oh, no, we can't show this. Then it was a judge that beat up his wife. But see, they didn't show any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. This is why what you're saying is so true. They're gonna keep deceiving us for as long as
we have some responsible folks that watch. I don't watch it, you know, reality TV, any of that. Have responsibility as well. Why do they support things like that?
I don't know, because they've gone crazy with this word diva. They got this show on that about who these divas, these young girls, it's young women, they sing, and then they bring on a group that were actors and actresses or whatever. But man, these are some disrespectful young women.
You know more about BET than me. I do not watch it.
I don't know because it's nothing purposeful.
No, see, I don't watch those shows. It's like, you know, when you turn your TV, you see a lot of commercials about it. So once or twice I've said that they talk so much about it. I said, I'm going to, I turned the TV and I saw it one night and I said, let me look at this show. And man, you never know who these people are that's standing before you entertain.
And let me tell you what's even more disturbing is the fact that we have political candidates that won our votes, but you won't. I mean, it's unfortunate that you will not see a debate from either party on any of those stations. I mean, have you had any of the black networks that have actually hosted any of the debates?
No.
But they won our votes.
Yeah. No, they're not going to do that.
Well, you know, when you think about how, and you know, and you know, I try to stay away from the mindset of thinking black and white. I try to think universal. I try to think of all people. Now, if you come at me with a different type of attitude, mm-hmm. I recognize it for what it is.
Right.
If I see something, I recognize it for what it is. Well, you know, being a African-American young lady, wow, can I still use the term young? I'm going to use it today.
You should. Yeah. You should. You're young as you feel.
You know, I have white friends and you know, of different nationalities, and I remember being out, and one of them said, you know, you talk so educated. I don't know why you speak that way.
Wow.
And I said, because I enunciate when I speak. I speak this way because no matter who I am talking to, they will be able to understand everything that I'm saying. So even if they're from a different country, they're just learning English. When I speak to them, I can just slow down and they can understand. I don't speak, I might say slang terms, but I don't speak any differently than what I was raised to do so. I'm not trying to be anything different than what I am.
And this was a white person that said
that. This was a white person that said that. So as if to say, because the only majority black people they have access to is where?
On TV, on the radio,
in movies.
Yeah.
And we are always typecast. We are always portrayed one way. We always have to have that. If we either got to be diva, we got to be ghetto.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta be. Oh, I'm educated, so I'm
or
going
angry
to talk
black woman.
Down to you
and
now.
That's unfortunate because usually when the media does an interview, they find the person that will catch the actually fit that stereotypical, you know, I guess whatever you want to call it.
Genre.
There was something on TV a few weeks ago. This young lady's house was on fire, and I think everybody saw that.
Yeah.
And she was doing this, I don't know what you call it, but
made a video.
It was so embarrassing. And one of the talk shows on one of the major networks played it. And I was just, I mean, it bothered me so much. I'm like, why would they play something like that? It was so embarrassing and degrading, you know. So We got to start with our people first and making a change.
That's right.
We are almost out of time. Let me give a shout out to Miera White, who is a little under weather. We hope that you're feeling better and hope to see you soon. Okay. As always, I thank God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for allowing us the opportunity to speak and hopefully heard. Thanks to our listening friends. Blessings to each and every one of you. And of course, thanks to Letitia, Jerry, Danny, Wendell,
Antoinette, Miera, Jeremiah, Coffee Black, Roosevelt, Mr. Free. And I'm Tanya Free. Until next time, be free. Remember to live life with a purpose.